Never looking down, I'm just in awe of what's in front of me. Those are the words of Empire of the Sun, and this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And now
welcome to episode 62 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I am Pete, and sitting across from me is my beautiful wife, Gretchen, and we are a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. How you doing tonight?
Doing good.
Did you like
good.
How you switched up the...
Yeah.
I said who it was after?
Yeah.
I mean, gotta keep it fresh.
You gotta keep them guessing.
Keep it fresh in episode 62. Speaking of fresh, hey... What's in that bottle? You got to stretch.
I got to stretch. It is red.
It is red.
It's red. It's Le Darance of Languedoc from the Appalachian origin.
The Languedoc is the Appalachian.
Yeah, that's the origin. By Jeff Carell. Is he related to Steve Carell?
I think they spell their name differently.
Oh, darn it.
And Jeff seems like a very French name to me.
That's so French. But yeah, it's 60% Grenache, 25% Carignan, and 15% Syrah. 2014. Nice. It's very good.
We opened it a couple of nights ago.
We did.
And have you tasted it tonight yet?
I'm going to have a taste.
Oh, you're going to have a taste live on the air. I'm curious to get your take on if it's better 2 days later.
Oh, that's good stuff, man. It was really good 2 days ago, but it's very good.
It's really good now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good.
Well, that was kind of fun. There's your wine lesson of the day.
There's your wine lesson of the day.
All right, maybe we should just stop the show here.
We're done. Peace out. Thanks for waiting for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it has been 2 weeks. A lot of stuff has been going on. And
it's been busy. It's been busy.
And I mean, I admittedly just wasn't ready to record when... I thought I would be.
Yeah.
So it's better, I thought, to not get on the air angry.
We don't want to give people bad stuff, man.
Or depressed or...
No, that's not... that's not good podcasting.
Well, really, just generally when I feel like me is probably not a...
It's not good podcasting.
But you had a lot going on. You had a work trip. We had our anniversary stuff, then our work trip. I mean, there's been a lot happening. Why don't you fill us in?
So I went to New York for a week. It was only supposed to be 3 days. I left on Tuesday, supposed to come back on Thursday, but it was rainy and 60. So LaGuardia had to shut down. There's no other reason for it. I have no idea. I mean, literally, it was just rain. It wasn't snow. It wasn't freezing ice. It was just rain. So I ended up staying an extra day. But while I was there, you know, I think I got some more FMC listeners, hopefully.
You were pimping our podcast?
I was pimping the podcast to my CFO because, you know, why wouldn't you want your CFO to listen to you talk about watching TV all day? You know, that's just totally what you should encourage anyone to listen to.
You're going to need to up your productivity.
I know, right? But yeah, so I was pimping out the FMC while I was in New York. It was pretty interesting. Like, people were actually, intrigued. And we got a future interview with a Canadian coming up here soon.
You know, we're big in Canada.
We are.
It's our second largest market.
Is it? You know, we are global.
We are international.
But yeah, so Lou like asked to be on the show. He's like,
I can't wait.
He's like, I want you guys to interview me. And like, he wants to send like talking point. I'm like, it's like a real, he wants to do like a real interview.
Ooh, I'm not sure this is the right show. My style's not really that.
So yeah, so it'll be pretty cool. But yeah, he's already listened to a few episodes, so. And I don't know if Kevin's listened. He's kind of, and he's not in the best of moods lately.
Well, thanks to you.
I know.
He's like, where are my numbers and why is she watching TV?
Exactly. So anyway, so yeah. So because I was in New York, I'm so behind on my Views from the Couch. And then Michaela, we had, you know, it was the Arctic what are they calling it?
The polar vortex.
Yeah.
Voltron.
It was Voltron.
It was some sort of evil.
Yeah, it was evil.
Well, -50 wind chills.
Yeah,
not necessary.
So we kept Michaela home for a couple days. The school was open. Her daycare was open, but we just
A separate subject.
Yeah, we didn't want to go out in it. Like, I didn't want to go out in it, so I was going to make her. So there was a lot of Disney shows. There was a lot of Disney movies for a couple days. So
did you learn to let it go?
We did not watch.
Really?
We didn't because, so I'm always trying.
Did you have a friend in me?
We had a friend. I had a friend in me. And now she wants Buzz Lightyear for her birthday.
That really came out incorrectly.
Yeah, that was, I kind of walked over it, you know, kind of talked over it, hopeful that no one else noticed it. But anyway, so, you know, I'm always like trying to be careful of how much data we use with the streaming and all that stuff. So when I have Michaela days where I basically need her to just watch TV and not be attached to me, I push the old movies, my old movies. I'm almost tempted to get out the VHSs and be like, hey, look at these.
That picture is just terrible.
Can you imagine what a VHS would look like on our like 4K? TV.
What is this, mommy?
Why is it all blurry?
This is what we used to watch when we were a kid. Were you poor, mommy?
Pretty much. But I did get some, we shipped her off to school today. And during nap time, I would sneak in a few of my Bravo shows. But today, I binged watch The Masked Singer.
Oh, jeez.
So Linda's been watching this and she's been yelling at me because she's like, you need to catch up. I'm like, I'm sorry. So I decided today, I'm like, okay, it's a Fox show and it's basically celebrities. And I would dare to say they're not like, some of them might be like B celebrities, but these are some good celebrities.
It's better celebrities than Celebrity Big Brother.
Yes, it is better celebrities than Celebrity Big Brother. I will say that. Yes, it is. So they've unmasked 5. So if you watched this,
what's the point
of
the show?
Listen, I don't know. So it's basically celebrities are in these costumes, like elaborate costumes, and they're completely covered up, and they sing, and like it's got Jenny McCarthy, Robin Thicke, Dr. Ken from whatchamacallit? You know who I'm talking about, the comedian.
Ken Jeong.
Yes.
Is that how you say that last name? I'm not sure.
And
he's funny.
Oh, he's hilarious. He's and then Joel McHale was on it too as a guest one.
A guest judge?
As a guest judge, yeah. And then Nicole Scherzinger from Pussycat Dolls. She's really pretty. You know who that is. But anyway, so they like go up there and they're like trying to, guess who the singers are. Right. And it's hilarious to watch them. Like, I know that voice. So anyways, they've unmasked 5 singers so far. And the celebrities that they've unmasked have been really good. And I've gotten 2 of them like down. Like I knew who 2 of them were.
Really?
Yes. So
did the judges know those?
The judges knew. Dr. Ken got one of them. Yes, Dr. Ken knew one. And Jenny McCarthy and Robin Thicke got the other one, too. The same ones that we had.
So are you watching this because Jenny McCarthy is a fellow Macaulay alum?
Feather, yes. But it was
Evergreen Park, I want to say she was born in.
I think she was in Evergreen Park, yeah. But it's really, I mean, because when they unmask the celebrities, you're like, wow. They can really sing. It's like, okay.
So I'm going to ruin, like, if people are watching I'm going to ruin one right now because I've not watched a lick of the show.
Yeah.
But I do know one of the singers
I'm
was,
all
right?
caught up. So you can, I'm not going
to. So Antonio Brown
was
one of the
he
singers.
He was the first one. He was the first one that got unmasked.
He's a football player. How does anybody know what he sounds like?
Well, so they you don't, right? But they give you clues about, like, there's like packages of like who you are and stuff like that, and they give you clues, and then, but they distort your voice when you're talking, but when you're singing, it's your real voice. So Antonio Brown was one, and then the one that I got was Terry Bradshaw. And as soon as he walked out, like, I knew it was him. He was dressed as this deer with these antlers, and but like just the way he walked and carried himself, because we watched that show where him
all
and
the old guys,
go out,
Shatner and Fonzie.
Then, like, I kind of, and George Foreman.
Foreman, yeah.
I kind of got his. I'm like, I knew it was him from week one. I'm like, that's Terry Bradshaw. I knew it. And then,
so do all of them sing every episode?
Everyone, no, they, because there's like, well, there was like 12 or something to start, so they broke it up into two sections, and then they, you, one person from each show got, because they would do like half on one show and then half on the other show. Yeah, there was 12. And
so
then,
who, why, like, why do they unmask them? Like,
because then they get the least votes from the audience as whether or not they liked them the best.
Oh,
so if you didn't sing the best or you weren't entertaining, then you know. So there's one on there that he hasn't been unmasked yet. He is the peacock. He's dressed, and they're all dressed up as animals or some characters.
This has got to be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
He's dressed up as, and I am 99% sure it's Osmond.
Well, that would...
I'm like so positive it's Donny Osmond. Like, so bad. And another one, I'm like, Joey Fatone, I'm almost sure.
But those guys
on.
Are singers.
Right. So there's
some of them are singers.
Some of them are real singers. Yeah.
Huh.
And did you know Terry Bradshaw has like a bunch of like records, country records, like that been on the charts and stuff?
Well, they call him football's answer to David Hasselhoff. So I believe he's huge in Germany also.
So it's pretty, that's pretty good. I enjoy it. So I was very sad that I was all caught up. I was very sad that I was all caught up because I'm enjoying it. You know, I like entertaining shows like that. And it's fun to try and figure out who they are. Why it's fun for you? I don't know. It just is.
Well, and when you say you, you mean you, not me.
No, you, I don't think you'd find any joy in it.
No, I probably wouldn't.
No, probably not.
I'm more looking forward to watching the Ted Bundy tapes.
Oh, I can't wait to watch that too. I want to watch that as well. Does that make us a little disturbed in the head?
Well, if I'm not, I listen to so many true crime podcasts that when you have, you know, podcasts like The Happy Face Killer and cults, serial killers, like on your normal feed.
It's norm. It's like the everyday norm.
It's just, yeah, it's so toned down for me.
Yeah. But as far as training is concerned.
Yeah, how's training going?
I haven't been on the treadmill in a couple of weeks now.
Oh.
But I'm going to get back to it on Monday. I'll get back onto it Monday. This week was just weird. Well, with travel and then the whole polar vortex.
Yeah, I have not been thrilled weather-wise. And now it's going to warm up. It's going to be like an 80-degree swing in 3 days.
It's so ridiculous.
So a lot of people got hit with this. I mean, everybody across the country.
Yeah, we're not unique.
We're not unique at all. But when you wake up and the wind chill is minus 50.
Well, when the real temperature is negative 20, you know, like,
well, it was
real.
It was negative 30 something.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't make you want to do anything.
Yeah, that's just not necessary.
No.
Not necessary at all.
But we do need to, we do need to find my 10K. So I've decided I want a fall one.
Okay. So a fall 10K,
a
meaning
fall 10K.
October?
No, that's too, it could get cold. No, I would say like September. Well, no, September, October. September, October, I would say. August, September, October. That's what I would say. Those
okay,
3 months.
So two of those months are summer for the most part.
And
August
I
is
think
su-
of August,
hardcore
I know
summer.
I know August is summer, but for whatever reason, I always think of it more like a fall. Maybe because it sounds like a fall month.
It's not fall at all.
It's not, but it sounds like a
and
fall
even
month.
Most of September is pretty warm.
Oh,
these days.
You know what? But you know, wait, hold on. Let me think about August out, because that'll be right. You know, Disney will be there. I'll have to train while on the cruise, and I don't see.
Well,
that
you're still
really.
Gonna have to do that.
You think so?
Yeah.
But don't I did 7 weeks to a 5K.
No.
You don't think I can do 7 weeks to a 10K?
I would highly recommend not doing
challenge
that.
Challenge.
Can you? Yes. Will it hurt? Yes.
Andy? No, I don't.
I would highly recommend a longer ramp to that race.
Okay, 8 weeks.
So when you double distances, it's more exponential than just doubling, right? Yeah. So going from a half marathon to a marathon isn't just like running two half marathons.
No.
I know it technically is.
Technically.
But not the same.
Not the same.
Same 5K to 10K.
Yeah.
Mm. Believe it.
Challenge accepted.
Well, you could do it in 2 weeks.
Oh, no, I don't see that happening.
Well, I'm just saying you could. You can do a lot of things. Should you? Different question.
Okay, so let's do September, October time frame. Let's look for something September, October. Because we still have the five. We're going to do the 5K. We're just going to do the Morton Arboretum in there, too.
Yeah, that's late.
When is that one?
I think that's late October. I can't remember. Or maybe it's early October. I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
I'll look.
We've done it enough. We should probably know.
Like,
this.
I would use that as like a ramp up race.
Right.
Personally. But I'll look at the.
Look at the schedule.
I'll look at the schedule. I'll look at the races. And do you want the kids to be here to cheer you on?
I don't think the kids want to be here, want to do that. They're not the, you know, they go. But
I think they would be very supportive.
I think they would be. Of course they would be supportive. But I don't think I guess it depends. I mean, if they're here, I don't think it's a bad thing.
All right. That just gives me more weekends to look
right,
at.
Right, exactly.
All right, I'll be looking.
Probably mostly on like a Sunday, if possible.
Okay. Sunday?
Well, because 10K. Saturdays are usually pretty, Saturday mornings are pretty busy with Michaela.
Sure.
So.
Got it.
All right. So that's where we're at.
Got my marching orders. To go look at races.
Make it work.
You know how much I love looking at races online, so.
Well, that's when you usually find others for you to do, too, then.
Well, maybe. The race shopping is, like, my favorite kind of shopping.
That's ridiculous.
It's so much fun.
You're silly. Well. So how about you? Because you have actually been training.
I have, and I've hit a lot of runs. Not all of them, though. With this weather, I really prefer outdoors. I was a little bit more sore than I should have been after the last run, too.
But do you think that was more because you had to be more careful with your footing and
yes,
stuff?
Yes, I do. So over the last couple of weeks, I had two 18-miler. I don't think we talked about probably my first 18-miler.
No, because we
didn't. So the first 18-miler that I had, I did with the Morton fuel again.
Mm-hmm.
Put on my vest, had some water. And I went out and I crushed that 18.
Yeah.
So huge confidence boost on that one. My average pace was basically kind of where I want to be for the race, give or take. A little bit. This was a little over 12 minutes a mile.
Okay.
And my 18th mile was my fastest. I decided, since I was feeling good, to see what I could do in mile 18.
Yeah.
And I ran that about a minute faster than my overall pace. I ran it like 11:06 or something. So I felt really good at the end because this fuel is just working for me.
Hey.
For whatever reason, this is the one that doesn't upset my stomach.
Right.
It is a lot of sugar, and I'm sure that has something to do with it in terms of like how the energy is absorbed, since I don't have a ton of sugar, although I've had more recently than I should. Well, let me take that back. More recently than I prefer.
Not, right.
The word should is a bad.
Yeah, no.
Than I would prefer to be doing.
Right.
But it seems to be working. So I'm super excited about that.
Yeah. It's been a long time trying to find something that works. So.
Years. I mean, I've never found anything until this.
Everything's always like upset you in some way.
And this was used by the runners who tried the Nike Breaking 2 project.
Yep.
Elliot Kipchoge, who has since broken the world record for the marathon. So I figured out good enough for Kipchoge.
Hey.
Good enough for me.
Exactly.
Then this last weekend, and so I had some other runs in there, and I've missed some tempo runs in there, which isn't ideal. Not a lot. It's not like I'm not running at all and then running a long run or something.
Right.
That's not what's happening.
No, you're getting in miles. Just
I'm not. Modified. Maybe I'm not running my 5 days. I'm running four.
Right.
I need to run my five, though. I enjoy it. It's But getting on the treadmill is not my favorite.
No.
I think I've said that 6 or 50 times in the this
last
podcast.
In the last 5 seconds.
Yeah. So this last weekend was tougher because on the weekends where I have the kids, it's tough.
Yeah.
So I had talked to Andy about this and wanted to switch around kind of the plan a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that in the context of what I did this last weekend, which was I really split up the 18 miles.
Yeah.
And it was really slick outside. And so I can't remember exactly what I did. I think I did
like 6 on Saturday and then 12.
12 eventually.
Eventually.
On Sunday after I took the kids back.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So that's right. Lily wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
And I took her to the, what do they call those things? Like the Minute Clinic thing?
Minute Clinic, yeah.
And then she wanted to go back, you know, south. And so I took her and I came back and got the gear on and started running and was doing pretty well. And then a guy got really mad at me. And
because you're running in the streets because it was the sidewalks were just not, you can't run on the sidewalk.
There's no way to run on. I mean, they are literally an ice rink.
Yes. So you have to run in the street, but you're running against traffic. You're correct. Following all the proper rules. Yep. When it comes to running.
And I'm on the edge. And sometimes when there's cars coming, like it's not like I'm looking for dry pavement in the middle. I'm running
in the slush and whatever. Slush
and
yeah.
Snow and ice and everything else, which is part of the footing thing, right? Like I'm really kind of pounding into the ground with each step versus, well, I'm never light on my feet, but I'm not as bad as I am like clomping along here right now.
Right.
But for whatever reason, there was a dude who got like really mad at me. I was about 4 miles in, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And he got just irate that I was running in the street and yelled at me and rolled down his window. And
let's be clear, you're not running in major streets. It's not you're running down like a highway or something like that. You're running in our subdivision.
Correct. These are all side streets.
They're all side streets.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't know why this guy got so mad, but he did. And, you know, he called me a few names and I basically said, thanks for the motivation. Have a nice day. And I didn't get mad. I just kept going. And about a mile later, there's a cop asking me, hey, you know, how you doing? I'm like, I'm fine. I go to stop and he's like, no, go ahead. I'll drive next to you. And we're like chatting. And he's like, well, obviously, you know, you're doing all right. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Why? He's like, well, you know, the conditions and stuff.
Because it's starting to get cold. We're not quite at negative 20 degrees, but it is starting to get really cold out there.
It was single digits, I believe, yeah, at the time. And so it was cold, but I'm perfectly fine. I'm like, well, you know, I'm heading towards the house. I was going to quick pit stop and then get back out. And he's like, you know, why don't you consider staying in? You know, and I'm like, okay. I'm like, are you asking me to not run? And he basically was like, yeah, you know, I'd really prefer, like, how did he say it? He's like, yeah, you know, it's probably a good idea to, it's slick out here. So maybe you want to reconsider running, basically. So he was like telling me not to do it without telling me not to do it. Because yeah, he doesn't have a right to tell me
right
not to
he
do
can't
it.
Tell you not to do
I
it.
I wasn't committing any crimes. I wasn't endangering anybody.
I mean, it's not like you were shirt off and you were scaring small children. So
no, I do that when I'm on the treadmill. I scare myself. That's how I ate recently. I saw the mirror. Bouncy, bouncy. Try to get that visual out of your head.
Oh, so wrong in so many ways.
So anyway, I come in from that and I'm like, I can't believe this. And I'm like texting Andy, I'm texting Kevin, and you know, and he's like, well, you know, it'll be okay. And you know, we'll just, you got these other runs that we've decided on and don't worry about it. And Kevin's like, get back out there. And I started thinking about it. And recently I've come to the conclusion that I believe that this officer, who was very nice.
Yeah.
Was probably like a friend or a family member of the guy who got
mad. Who was yelling at you. Or the guy that got mad maybe called in and said, hey, he could have called in.
Well, I think he did, but I don't think that they would have come out for this without there being a connection. Because it just, I've talked to a couple of police officer friends in the meantime, and they're just like, yeah, no, that they can't tell you to, like, were you breaking a law? And I'm like, no. I have the right to be on that street. Right. So I decided to go back out, and I'm about, I don't know, 3 miles in, and here's the police officer again. And I was running the same route because there was, like, it was dangerous on the side street. So, like, I was on the quote-unquote main side street for the most part. And I ran by where that guy lives.
Did you wave?
with one finger. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't do that this time. And I believe he probably got mad again and called his brother-in-law, whoever this is.
That's crazy.
And the guy was like, hey, you know, I it's getting dark
now. Yeah, it was getting later. It was getting later at that point.
He's like, I really think that it would probably just be a good idea to not come back out. You know, like, if you just, you're pretty close to your house, right? And I'm like, uh-huh. Because he more or less saw where I went, right? And I'm like, okay, this is weird, you know? But now he's like really telling me a little more forcefully.
Right.
Like, hey, you really should stop.
But you're what, like 8 miles in of your, you had to do 12.
I was 10.
You were 10 miles in at
this
point.
So I've only got a couple of more miles to go, right? So I text again. I'm texting like with Kevin, and he's like, you only have 2 to go? Why'd you stop? And so I'm like, because the cop more or less said, like, stop, right?
Yeah.
And he was a nice officer, and I'm not sure what he was doing. Maybe you lost a bet to this guy. I don't know. So I'm like, well, maybe I'll do him on the treadmill. And Kevin's like, do him on the treadmill. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, you know what? Forget that. I hate the treadmill.
Right.
I'm going to sweat profusely if I go on the treadmill because I'm freezing cold going into the warm. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like, that's a puddle on the treadmill waiting to happen. So I go back outside and do the 2 miles and didn't see the
you
guy
didn't see
again.
Him?
No, but I did run
past the friend's house.
No, because it was more than likely before where I flipped for a mile on the road.
Okay.
And I mean, but I ran pretty fast because I wanted to beat the dark, too. I don't want to be running on these streets in the dark and it's slick. And
because you don't, you don't have a lot of reflective gear, really. So
no, I did have something on, though, that you could see. I had the shirt that I had on and the
green one.
The green one. Yeah. You could see it. But
still,
I didn't want to risk it too much.
No.
And
I just love that the cop was like following you while you're running.
Yeah, it was odd in so many ways, but I got the 18 miles in eventually.
You did.
And got them done. So the change in plan then is I'm going to do 20 miles this week.
Right.
Probably tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that's
so we're recording Friday night.
Yeah.
And then have a cutback week. The cutback week is 16 miles.
I'm not sure how that's a cutback week, but okay.
It is. When you're doing 20, 16 is a cutback, right?
Yeah, fair. Or one.
So I have to do that on a kid's weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I have to figure out how and when. We'll figure that out later.
Right.
Well, that one's tough, too, because I have to go to a thing on Saturday morning with Michaela.
Yes.
So this is probably a Sunday run.
You have your sweetheart dance with her.
I do. And then,
then you got Daniel in the afternoon. Because I'm like, well, the girls are going off to Disney on Ice, but
they are. But
you want to spend time with Daniel,
right?
Even though Daniel will be perfectly happy playing his video games all afternoon, you still like to spend time with him.
No, I want to do some stuff with him.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
I will
have him go on a 16-mile run with you.
I wish I could get him to go on a 1.6-mile run with me. He used to run. I thought he was going to be a runner.
He has the natural talent for it.
He's decided not to.
Yeah.
And then, anyway, after the cut, so then I'll do a second 20-miler now. So on the off weekends of what we call kids' weekends, right?
Right, right.
I will do two 20-milers now.
Okay.
Then a cutback week, which is 12.
Okay.
And that's part of the taper. So there's basically 2 weeks of taper to race day.
Okay.
And then it's the race. So
no, there's one more week between the cutback and then the race. Is that it?
Yeah. We're a month out.
Oh.
Yeah, we're a month out from this Sunday.
So I go see my mom and then she literally comes back in like 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Huh. Probably should have spaced that out a little more.
Or just brought her back with you.
Or brought her back with me. That's funny.
Yeah. So that's where
crazy.
That's where I'm at. And if you want to hear more in-depth talk about the training's been going, what's going to go on with it, I did an interview or an episode with Rob.
Yes.
Who's going to run the race with me.
Yeah.
I did a session with him earlier that will go up on the Endurance for Everyone feed. So look for a post from us on that so you can listen to Rob and then Rob and myself talk about this race. And then what we'll do is have a recap afterwards that we'll put on this feed.
Nice.
Where Rob and I will talk about the race.
Very cool.
So it'll be fun trying to get, I think we have a lot of overlap in our audiences anyway.
Yeah, we do.
Although I think they've got a bigger audience, but I have no idea. I don't really look at our stats anymore.
Because it's too depressing. No, we have good stats.
I think our stats are fine.
Have you looked at new reviews lately? Oh, wait, we're not there yet. Sorry.
I have not, though.
Oh.
But I can do that while,
you can multitask.
We can look. But the overall training has been going well.
Yeah.
Not perfect.
No.
But well.
Yes.
Where it's not going well.
Is eating. No.
I have always heard it's tough to lose weight while training for a marathon. I believe that's true.
Right.
In a way, and untrue in others. I think it's difficult for me because I can't get my head straight around, like, just eating, not eating what I want. Like,
right.
I still view food as a way, as a reward in this odd way, right? Like, I've earned sugar because I've burned all this sugar, and it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't fix it in my little head.
Yeah, I've kind of fallen off too. Like, maybe not as far, but like when I was in New York, I did really well, and it was encouraging because I was surrounded by a couple people that are on the same path. Lou being one of them, and so it was nice in that way because, you know, I would almost like feel guilty to have like that piece of bread because I knew he wasn't having any, right? And stuff. So, but I also been allowing myself, like, so I made Michaela a bagel for breakfast one morning, right? I had a bite of it. Why? I didn't need to. I was making my bacon and eggs, which I enjoy every morning. No problem with it. But I had a bite of her bagel and I immediately hated myself for it because I'm like, because I immediately was in pain. So I don't know what's, and I don't like the scale. It's not, I don't even weigh myself right now, but I know I've gained weight and I'm just, but I can't get my head back. Like, again, I don't think I'm doing horrible, but I'm not living the way that makes me feel the best.
Right. And I can tell you, I have not gained weight, but I don't know. I basically kind of go back and forth,
yeah.
Right? Like, I'll eat really well for 5 days. Won't eat great for three. But within those days, I do okay. And then, like, don't.
Right.
And my downfall lately and just continues to be the cheeseburgers. Like, I just keep putting a bun on that burger for whatever reason. So I'm not real happy with myself about that.
Tonight I took the bun off my burger, but I ate the fries. I didn't need to eat the fries. I was perfectly content with just eating the burger. I didn't need to eat the fries. I could have just ordered that and been fine, but I still did, and I ate all of them, so.
Yeah, that's an issue.
And I don't know what to do.
Well,
I mean, I think it's all mental, obviously. We've had this discussion before, you know, your willpower and stuff like that, and, you know, it's mental for me, and I just need to not. I almost feel like I use, when you're having an off day, I'm like, well, Pete's having an off day, so I won't force us, like, dinner, I'll cave. I'll be like, okay, let's just go get Mexican, or let's go get, well, even though ribs, ribs aren't horrible for us because we don't get the sauce, and we do have the potato, but it's not horrible. The sauce does have sugar in it because we do, but we don't use a lot. But yet no rub either. So,
yeah, I think that what I'm trying to get my head around, and I'm probably going to write a blog post about this just because I flesh things out better that way when I'm writing.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, I don't think it's willpower at this point. I think it's desire for me.
Mm.
In other words, I like the idea of eating well, but it's not important to me, or else I'd be doing it. Right. Running is important to me right now, So I do it.
Right.
But for years, I liked the idea of running, but it just wasn't important to me mm-hmm. enough to do it.
But you wanted to, you, it was important for you to try and lose the weight for the marathon.
It was at a point in time, and yeah. then it was difficult, and it became unimportant. I'm at least treading water with my weight.
Yeah.
So at this point, you know, is it a good idea to just drop a bunch of weight right before the race? Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but what I'm positive of is that I want to get through this race, and yeah. that's the important part, and it's outweighing, pun intended, sort of. it's more important for me to get through the race than to eat properly.
Yeah.
And I'm probably 80-20
yeah.
right now.
I mean, it's not like we've gone over the deep end. I mean, we're not eating pasta. We're not, I mean, you're not having toast and no. cereal and all that wonderful stuff. Like, you're not doing that.
No. Here or there, you know, I'll have something, and it's usually after a long run or right before a long run. In the end, though, I'm not gaining weight.
Yeah. I wish I could say the same. I'm not like, oh my gosh, I'm up 20 pounds by any means, but I am up like 7 pounds from my low, which I don't like.
Okay. So from that point, from that perspective, yes, I'm up also from my low. I'm up anywhere from 8 to 10 pounds consistently from the low, but I'm treading water there. Mm-hmm. And then what'll happen, like I will feel like I'll go up a pound, you know, like 2 or 3 pounds, and I'll feel it. And then I'll be really good for a couple of days and it's gone. And it's not the best way to do it.
No.
Consistency is key.
Right.
And I think it's, you know, I've started to read more about food again and, you know, looking at is NSNG completely right for me?
Mm-hmm.
How do I want to approach it? Is there something else out there?
Mm-hmm.
And you go down this rabbit hole and find it's like a cult. Like for all these different diets.
Right.
And it's like, you've got to be 100% on. And I'm like, that's just not who I am.
No.
I'm not an evangelist, even for NSNG. I think that in general, people should cut back their sugar. As a matter of fact, I think if you could eat no refined sugar and if you didn't eat processed foods, I'm pretty sure you're okay.
Right.
And then it becomes like, what's a processed food? I was talking with listener and somebody that I'll be doing a race with later in the year, David Dushkin,
mm-hmm.
about the fact that, you know, the plant-based people and paleo people, or maybe not paleo, but I know a lot of plant-based stuff I've been reading, like they look at things and they're like, well, you know, olive oil, that's processed food.
Really?
And well, I guess from a technical standpoint,
technically it is.
It's not a whole food.
Right.
So you had to do something to get that oil out of it.
Right.
But it's, you know, cold pressing olive oil kind of universally accepted.
Right.
So like when I see things like that, I'm like, well, wait a minute. Isn't that a little extreme? Like if you want to do that, that's fine. But like, why would you tell somebody, well, that's a problem. You put olive oil on your salad.
Right.
That's an issue. I'm not buying it. Right.
Yeah.
Because when you go down that path, okay, well then if you buy lettuce in a bag, right?
That's,
if you don't pick
yeah.
it out of the ground yourself, it's processed. Right?
Processed.
Is it, when I chop it, is it processed? I don't know.
You got it to see it like an apple.
Right. And I mean, we had a really good discussion about it.
Right.
And, you know, in the end, I guess where I'm at is if something's working for you, then go for it. I'm going to support you.
Right.
Like I know
that's
he's trying.
That's how it's always been.
Like I know he's trying to be plant-based. Which, you know, not plant only, but plant based.
Okay.
And I applaud him for giving it a try. In a way, I wish I could be, but I can't imagine trying to eat 6 pounds of salad.
Oh.
I can't. I just can't.
My
right?
lack of gallbladder would not accept that, I don't think.
So in the end, you know, I'm really struggling in terms of like, where do I want to be in terms of how I eat? If I could maintain this weight for the rest of my life, it's probably not terrible,
mm-hmm.
but I think I'd be much better off 20 to 30 pounds lighter than this.
Right.
Is it realistic? I don't know. I just don't. I do want to eat better, but until it's important to me again, I'm just not sure it's going to happen. You see what I'm saying? Like between importance versus willpower? Because
right.
it's not about willpower.
Right.
For me, for me. I don't know what it is for you.
No, it's more willpower for me because it is important. I don't want to go backwards. I have no desire to go backwards. I have no desire to introduce that type of food back into. I don't crave it. It's not like I crave any of that stuff. I really don't. It's just I find myself being, and I really don't. I feel like I'm 90-10, honestly. And so I don't understand why I can't lose those extra, the weight that I put on when we had our Life in the Living weekends, you know? And because I feel like I'm not doing that. I mean, I'm not eating sugars. I'm not eating grains. I'm not, yes, I had a bite of Michaela's bagel, but that's it. I mean, I really haven't, I feel like I'm not done a lot, but obviously I'm doing something that is not allowing me to shed off those pounds like when I used to do it. Like it used to just, you know, after one of those Life and Livings, drink a ton of water. And maybe I'm not drinking enough water. I've found that before, you know, like sometimes in the winter months, I don't drink that much water, and that maybe that's the case, that it's not going, I'm not drinking enough water during the day. And I could probably see that, in all honesty. I don't refill my water glass nearly as much as I used to. So maybe I just need to take up my water intake. And I'm trying to be self-honest here too. Like I'm like, well, maybe I am doing worse than I think I am.
Well,
you know, and I don't know. I don't feel like I am, honestly. I really don't. But maybe I am. Maybe I'm just blinded by something. Maybe I'm missing something.
So one of the techniques I've been thinking about doing for myself, because I don't like logging food.
Ah, I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it.
But I'm honestly thinking about taking a picture of each thing that I eat. Just so I have some accountability and I can look at it and say, okay, well, that meal was 80% on target or that meal was 90% on target.
Right.
And the thing is, and we've talked about this before, and I know Rob in particular agrees with me, you can't have every meal be 90-10.
Right.
You have to have 90% of the meals be spot on and only 10% have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And a very small issue at that. So I'm looking at that as a potential way for me personally to try to get somewhat of a handle on what I'm eating and give myself some accountability. I think there's apps where you can take pictures and it kind of estimates it, but it, for me, it's more just about the accountability and the visual of it. The other thing I think I need to start doing, when I was doing well, I was getting on the scale every day.
Yeah.
And when I'm not eating well, I just avoid the scale, and I know that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
So maybe that's my other piece of it. I just weigh myself every day, and if I'm not staying steady or going down, then I know I've got to make an adjustment.
The other thing I know is that I've done, like, as far as what I've done in the past, like, you've introduced me into the wonders that is eggs and ketchup.
Yep.
And ketchup has sugar.
It does.
Doesn't it? I mean, it's not like...
Well, we could make...
A sugar bomb.
Make homemade ketchup.
And there's like the ketchup that they make now that's made with honey. So it's more, you know, the...
Still sugar.
But still sugar. So I don't know if that plays a part in it. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not eating my 4 pieces of bacon. I'm only eating 2. So I don't know.
I don't think that having a little bit of ketchup is going to inhibit weight loss.
Yeah.
I don't think... I can't see that being the case, but there are ways that we could make homemade ketchup that isn't going to taste exact.
Right.
Or, you know, there's a reason ketchup tastes good. It's because it's got sugar in it.
Sugar in it.
You know, one of the things that I've been doing here or there off and on since we started this is using hot sauces that don't have sugar in them.
Right.
On eggs, and it's good.
Yeah.
But it's still not, I don't know, it's still not exact. So
I don't know. I need to, you know, I got another, Michaela and I have a trip coming up in a week again, and I went off to my mom's, and that's just, she tries. My mom does try. She tries. She asks me, you know, what should I make for you? What can I have for you? Like, she wants to help me succeed while I'm there, but it's hard. I mean, it's.
Well, the minute you go out in that area probably is difficult.
You know, it's meat, which is fine, but then it's, you know, a lot of carbs, potatoes, and lots of, you know, pastas and rice and all that wonderful goodness that's out there. So it's hard, but I want to, you know, I want to try and figure out, I need to hone in on what's going on. And maybe it's cutting back on wine. maybe.
We don't drink that much.
We don't drink that much. But when I was in New York, I did. I did drink a I drank a good amount when I was in New York.
But any, for some people, any could be a problem.
Could be a problem. I don't know.
It is sugar.
Yep. So I need to figure it, because I do have the will. I want to lose this weight back, at least to where I was my lowest. And I'm not happy that I'm not there anymore.
All right. Well, then I think that we both need to support each other and take a look at a plan, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to succeed without a plan.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a plan. And I think for me, I'll start with getting on the scale daily.
But you need to focus on, but I don't want, like, I feel that I can get myself, my head straight and get eating and doing stuff right, and you still be okay. The only thing is that sometimes for dinner, if I pick something, it doesn't sound good to you, right? And so then you're not satisfied. So that's when you start looking into the pantry and try and find something. So when we do our meal plan for this week, for example, right, I think we need to maybe do it together and not just me say, oh, this sounds good to me, because that's basically what happens, right? Like, I look at my cookbooks and I look at my Pinterest and I'm like, okay, this is what we're gonna have, and then it comes time to that night's dinner and you're like, oh, and I'm like, oh no, okay, let's do something else. And then sometimes we go off track at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely participate in that, and I should be. Lately, just a lot of things don't sound good, and that's an issue, right? I mean, red meat sounds good all the time to me, and that's just not not great. And I need to be a little bit more open and in a way kind of put food in its place in terms of, okay, I ate. That's it.
Right.
Like, that's going to be all I'm doing.
Right.
Versus letting it dictate in terms of satisfaction. Like,
right.
I've got to really get a handle on that.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good piece of it. I don't want to be any fatter running this race. It's a long way. I hear these things are like 26.2 miles.
Yeah. So my CFO, you know, he ran, he was asking, so how FMC came up was, last time I saw him, I was training for the 5K. And so I was saying that I was going out in the morning, and he was like, wow, that's great. I'm so great. So he asked me about it, and I told him that I was doing a 10K, and I said that I mistakenly said 10K on my podcast, but I meant to say 8. And that's when he's like, wait, you did it? So he ran. So he's been a half marathoner. Like, he loves the half marathon. And so he finally decided to run New York, and he got in through my company, through like a charity draw or something like that. And so he ran New York's last year. He ran it. And the next day he went to Atlanta for work, and everyone said that he could barely walk. Like, he was, and he trained, and he's a skinny guy and he's athletic and all that stuff. And he trained, but he said he could barely walk. And so when I told him that you were doing a marathon, he's like, oh, he's like, you know, that's awesome for him, but halves are the way to live.
Well, I do love the half marathon distance, but I think for him, he probably raced that thing. Right. I mean,
yeah.
He ran
and
it.
And so then I told him,
I'm not racing this. I'm having fun.
Yeah. He, I forget what his time was. I could, you know, I'm sure he would tell me, but, I told him that you were just looking to go out and have fun. He's like, oh, he's like, well, then he's going to have a great time. He's like, it is fun to be out there and have, you know, and all this stuff. He's like, but he goes, he'll go back to halves. So I'm like, well, he's going to do an ultra. He's like, oh, come on now. So it was pretty funny.
We're going to look up his results right now.
Oh.
That's what
the Google's for?
That's what you can do, from what I hear.
Really?
Yeah. You could have searchable results right here. So let's... Let's try to do that.
I feel like I knew. I saw the pictures of him running, and he did not look like the happiest person in the world for running the race. His wife posted some pictures on the Facebook for it.
All right. So I think I know his name. So I'm going to start typing in here to see if I could find.
I don't want to say it. To our dozens of listeners.
Well, people kind of probably know who you work for. And
I think I've said who I worked for.
I'm pretty sure.
I would think so. It was funny when I was talking about the podcast, my boss was like, because he's my, you know, my CFO is am too removed from him. And so my boss was like, I hope you haven't said anything bad about him on the podcast. I'm like, I don't think I have.
Yeah. He.
What did he do?
He ran in 3 hours, 48 minutes, 41 seconds.
Stop.
That's an 8:44 pace.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
That's in like the top, I don't know, quarter of the finishers, I think. So
Yeah. He says he's not doing any more marathons, though. He likes the half.
I'm not sure I could run 1 mile at 8:44, much less 26.2.
He's like this athletic person. I mean, he's always been like the hiker and all that wonderful stuff. Like they have houses all
over. Wait a minute, how old is he?
He's not that old.
He's younger than me, according to this.
I thought he was about your age.
I think he's a little younger.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe.
We'll talk about this off air.
Yeah. It's quite potential. Yeah, he's done very well.
He's making me feel lazy, stupid, and unaccomplished. Thanks.
He has that effect on people.
Appreciate it. Jeez.
He's kind of smart. But then you learn about his like background and he's got an art degree. It's like, wait, what? But
doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't. We were talking at dinner one night and, you know, he went to like his first job out of when he decided that art history wasn't going to get him anywhere. He worked for an investment company and like they put him through like the 6-week, 8-week intense business program, you know. And so all of us at the table that, you know, went through 4 years of college with business, then grad school with business degrees, were like, so wait, we could have just gone through 8 weeks and gotten where you are.
Like a boot camp.
It was like a boot camp that they put him through. It was pretty funny.
That's great.
Yeah. So anyways.
Well, I'm glad that you're out there pimping the podcast.
I am. I'm trying.
Not just me. we sent them mugs, right?
Yes. Did they get them yet? No, I thought it was going to be a surprise. I didn't tell them we were sending them.
Well, they probably don't listen to this. Right?
No. Yeah, probably not. I don't know. Kevin said my CFO said he downloaded it.
So. Oh, great. Now they know his first name.
Now I'm going to get fired. I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure everybody can look this up.
Yes.
But the interesting part is I am now really on the lookout for a new place to do some swag.
Yeah.
Because Zazzle is out of every running shirt. They're out of most things. It's ridiculous. So
yeah.
If anybody knows people at Zazzle, sorry, too bad. Like,
right.
Just keep your stuff in stock. Like,
right. Because the running shirts are the best shirts.
Yeah,
like,
they are.
The other, like we've gotten some of the cotton tees and stuff. And
bunch of them. Just
yeah, they're just not as...
It's not as good.
Not as good.
So,
So if anyone knows another
company,
let us know.
Yeah, let us know. The nice thing about Zazzle, besides it's Zazzly.
Its name is awesome.
Is the fact that I didn't have to pay anything up front because I don't know what people want to buy.
Yeah. But we haven't gotten, like, we haven't actually gotten any money from them either yet, right? Because, like,
I could redeem, like, for product or whatever.
Okay.
And then when it hits a certain point, you can, like, cash out. But
we're not even
It's not like we're selling that much of it. I mean, if somebody buys a shirt, like, we're making 50 cents or something.
I know, right?
It's a dollar. I mean, it's seriously not that much. Like, that's not why we're not doing this to make money.
We're here to spread
the
word.
As the IRS knows.
Yeah.
We're here to have fun and...
Spread the Be Better Today hashtags.
That's right. All right. I think that's about it. We gotta wrap this up.
Sounds good.
All right. You've been listening to episode 62 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram on at Fat Man Stories, even though we're not doing much there. We're going to talk about social media more as the year goes on. The website is fatmanchronicles.com. While you're there, subscribe. I am blogging each week. So if you want to read a little bit about what I have to say, I don't know why, but you could. If you do want a mug, the mugs are really good from Zazzle.
The mugs are very good.
So you can go to fatmanchronicles.com/shop. We really appreciate people that become patrons. That is Amy, John, Christine, Linda, Rob, Julie. Without you, we'd be paying a lot more for this. So we really appreciate it. And if you want to become a patron, you can go to our Podbean website or just click on the donate button on the web. And The big thing, subscribe and review and rate on Apple Podcasts. So we did get one more 5-star review, but only the stars, no like actual review. The important part is the words, people.
The words.
But we do now have 1 3-star review and 37 5-star reviews.
I bet Lou was a 5-star, no words, though. I bet he gave us a 5-star with no words.
Oh, you know, okay, so that's interesting. You bring that up.
Okay.
I have to try to look somewhere else because he's Canadian.
Oh.
It would not show up.
That's possible.
So maybe the stars show up, but not the words. I'm going to have to go and read. Now I have to do some Googling.
We're going to Google.
For our international listeners. That's what I got to do.
You need more stuff to do.
All right. We got to wrap this up, I think.
Peace out.
I'm getting goofy.
Punchy.
All right, everyone, you know what to do. Get out there and be better today.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was real.